Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So here we are in midwinter, still months away from the arrival of the songbirds on their annual migration back north. But that doesn't mean birders are staying indoors by their fireplaces or radiators, because birding is a four-season activity. And despite the ice and wind chill, there are still birds out there to enliven the shorter days, namely ducks. And here to talk about the joy of duck watching, and tell us which kind of duck that was, is WNYC news editor and bird enthusiast Kate Hines, who prepared a feature on this particularly for the winter. And she's joined by Jose Ramirez Garofalo, a birder and a PhD student at Rutgers in the Department of Ecology, Evolution, and Natural Resources. So hi, Kate and Jose. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
So, Kate, a lot of birds obviously go south for the winter. Why do ducks hang around?
They went south for the winter. A lot of ducks are breeding and hanging out in Canada, the way northern reaches of the United States, and they come south here to winter. You know, this is sort of like their version of Florida. So they're just hanging out and chilling. There's a lot of open water to be found. You know, it does ice up, of course, the waterways here. But in general, you know, for the most part, there's open water and there's plenty of food for them. So they hang out.
And Jose, do you want to add anything to that?
Sure. Yeah. So we have a good number of these boreal breeding ducks. So they're breeding up in the Arctic and they're coming down here to molt their feathers and to spend the winter on our rocky shorelines.
I'm going to replay that duck call that we had in the intro and ask you to identify it. Here we go. All right. Now, Kate, is a duck a duck a duck? A duck is a duck is a duck? Or is that a certain kind of duck?
I was just going to say, I think I should let Jose field this one.
You know, I heard it the first time, and I was pretty lost. I actually don't know what that is.
Can I guess gadwall?
I'm not positive, but somebody told me that it's a buffalo head.
I believe it.
A tiny duck with a big voice.
Are they small? I don't know what a bufflehead is.
Yeah, they're really small. They're adorable ducks. They're black and white and kind of iridescent. They're smaller than a mallard, you know, for comparison. Mallards are kind of, you know, good, solid birds, and buffleheads are small, 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 and they dive. So, you know, you'll see them bobbing around the Central Park Reservoir, and all of a sudden they'll just like, whoosh, you know, dip underwater for 30 seconds or so to get some food, and then they pop back up. But they're beautiful. You know, they're kind of iridescent when the sun hits them. They're very, you know, they're very specific ducks. You know, they're hard to confuse with other ducks. Once you see them and you identify them, you're like, oh yeah, I got a bufflehead.
What a wonderful description. The art of describing different birds on the radio by Kate Hines. So listeners, do you have a question or story for Kate or Jose about your favorite ducks, or maybe even other birds who are here at this time of year? We will also invite, and I do this at my own risk, you to call in with your own duck call if you have one at 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. Kate, were you around for the segment that we did last year during the height of migration season and therefore bird watching, where we invited people to call in with any favorite bird call that they had, and we got so much cool stuff.
But I don't think so good.
Didn't think we got any ducks. So if anybody does a duck call, you are welcome. 212-433-WNYC. And you could tell us if you do duets with a duck in Central Park or how you use your duck call skills. 212-433-9692. Does it get too cold for the – I mean, it's very cold out there, right? How cold is it? Is it so cold that Jose Ramirez Garofalo is not out watching ducks today?
No, this is actually the perfect time to see our ducks, especially because when it's colder, you see a lot of the sea ducks, especially in the lower New York Bay, closer to the land.
And does it get too cold for the ducks at a certain point? And they feel, oh, I've come back north too soon.
Well, if it's getting too cold for them, they will stay south of our area. But in general, a lot of these ducks are really adapted for the cold weather.
By the way, I know we say birding now, Kate, and not bird watching, but we can't say ducking since that's already taken. Mostly by politicians who come on the show. So can we call it duck watching, or do you actually say ducking?
I don't say ducking. I do when I'm being sarcastic. You know, bird watching, birding, just going out to enjoy nature in New York City, these are all excellent terms.
So we played the bufflehead, and we're getting a couple of bufflehead calls, like from Edith in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Edith.
Hi, how are you? This
Good.
Is a great segment. I have a question. I live near Central Park, and I go to Turtle Pond often. I don't know if you know where that is, but it's right near Belvedere Castle and, you know, Delacorte Theater. But I went there after the first snow a couple weeks ago, and I saw some ducks there that I hadn't been familiar with. They had a little tuft on the back of their head, so maybe they're the one that you were just talking about, the bufflehead, or maybe they were mergansers. But they were doing something I've never seen before. It was partly iced up, the pond, but they were maybe about 10 of them. They were just swimming in a circle. Like, mm-hmm. They all got in line in a circle, and they were swimming around and around and around for a really long time. And nobody I know has been able to tell me that they know what that is or if they've seen it before. Have you?
Oh, yes. I'm pretty sure Jose is going to agree with me. I think you have seen a northern shoveler or a group of northern shovelers.
Definitely.
They're pretty common in Central Park. They're very beautiful birds. You know, the males are green and white and have a ruddy patch on the side. And their bills are shaped like shovels, you know, hence the name. But they have this really amazing collaborative feeding behavior where they get in these huge groups and spin in circles. I don't know why they do that. I think, you know, it probably churns some stuff up. Jose probably knows
That's
way
correct.
More about this.
Yeah.
So, but it's a wonderful thing to see. It's very meditative. I find it really chills me out.
What do you want to add, Jose?
That's exactly what they're doing. It's called circle feeding. And so they're just kicking up a bunch of stuff so that they can feed on it in that small group.
Another bufflehead question, I think, even though the answer didn't turn out to be bufflehead. But Tom in Point Pleasant, down the shore, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tom.
Yes, Brian, good morning, and thank you. This bufflehead, such a beautiful bird that we're only in the last few years noticing at the Jersey Shore. And I'm wondering, is it something having to do with climate change, where in prior years we didn't see this bird?
Jose, any idea? Climate change?
So that's a tough question to answer. It's definitely a complicated situation because we're seeing a lot of these waterfowl shift their range due to climate change, but it's hard to tell at the species level exactly what's going on. I'm sure that's a question that will be answered pretty soon in the next few years. It's a question that a lot of people that I know, including myself, are working on. But it's definitely more complicated than just climate change.
Brandon in Brooklyn has a favorite kind of duck. Brandon, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me. I love that you're doing this. I love buffleheads. I love northern shovelers, but I wanted to shine a quick spotlight on the long-tailed duck, which you can currently see floating off of Fort Tilden. I saw a couple weeks ago, and they're these gorgeous ducks that kind of look like they were gently painted and have obviously nice long tails.
You know that one, Jose?
I do, yes. In fact, off of Fort Tilden and Breezy Point, we actually have globally significant numbers of long-tailed duck that spend the winter there.
Cody in Palm Springs, I don't think is calling with a duck call, but maybe as close as we're going to get in this segment, because I don't think anybody's calling with a duck call. Hi, Cody. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. I love you so much. So I can do a turkey call.
I guess we'll take what Let's we can it. Get today. So.
Okay, so it's very abrasive. Get ready. Here we go. That's it.
That was you pretty have, good.
Yeah,
that was great.
I know.
You have to be careful in late November, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, of course.
Do you do that when you walk through Staten Island and you'll get a whole group of them following you?
Oh my God! Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. One of the winners of the best photo on your phone contest that we do on the show at the end of each year was somebody who came upon a whole little group of turkeys in front of a house on Staten Island, took great
in my neighborhood.
Great shot of it. Cody, Cody, did you develop this skill?
So I grew up in Texas, and I had a friend who kept turkeys, and they used to chase me. and I was a kid, they would chase me, so I started mimicking what they would do, and they're like, it just came naturally, and I do it sucking in rather than out. So this is like I'm like breathing in as I make this noise. So I don't know how the vocal cords work, but that's how I get it to it was just like my body just had to mimic the sound, and I got it.
Wow. Thanks for sharing. Louise in Bayonne, you're on WNYC. Hi, Louise.
Hi, hello. I'm a Bayonne resident, and I live in a wonderful place, which is it's a park. It was built by FEMA order to protect against climate change. And they have this area that is like a breeding ground for fish, because when the tide comes up, the fish also spawn there. But now in the winter, they have like thousands of ducks that come to spend the night there. So they come like late in the afternoon, and by like 6 in the morning, they all fly out. But it's this wonderful sight to watch in the North Bay. It's the North Bay, Richard Rutowski Park in Bayonne.
That's a great tip. I would love to see that. Do you know what kind of ducks they are?
I just tweeted a photo to the WNYC, which is something that's like you can see like thousands of these ducks like arriving.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful park. So it's a beautiful park, and it's a wonderful park because not only Canadian ducks, but you have other kind of ducks over there, smaller ducks, seagulls, everything comes there to spend the night. And sometimes you have fights because, like, the ducks fight with the gulls, and, you know, it's a mess. But it's a lot of noisy, too.
Louis, thank you very much for your call. Alan in New Rochelle has a question that I was also wondering about, even though it's not exactly about ducks. Alan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I live in New Rochelle. I've lived there about 30 years. The last 2 or 3 years, there have been a number of geese. I'm sort of bird ignorant, but I'm assuming they're geese, that walk around the neighborhood from the late fall right through the spring. And I'm just wondering if anyone can comment on why suddenly these geese don't fly south or whatever they're supposed to do, but walk around my neighborhood.
Yeah, I have a park near me where I go a lot where the same thing happens. Jose, why?
So you said from the late fall through the spring and then they disappear?
Do we still have Alan? They disappear?
I never see him in the summer.
Okay, so that sounds like they're migrating. So they're probably just migrating into our area, and then in the summer they're either Canada geese that are local and go into a marsh that are and start to breed, or they're Arctic breeding geese and they fly north and they breed up in Quebec or in Nunavut. That's basically what it sounds like to me.
Oh, wait, we have a duck call caller. Janelle in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Brian. Love your show.
Go ahead, do it.
And I just love it. And it goes like this.
Thank you, Janelle. And because we can't top that, we will leave it there. Listeners, hear Kate Hines' duck feature at WNYC.org or read it on Gothamist with pictures at Gothamist.com. Kate, WNYC news editor when not birding. Jose Ramirez Garofalo, birder and PhD student at Rutgers. Thank you very much. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.